And happy Memorial Day, and welcome to the No Name Podcast. Scott and Angie on this Memorial Day, honoring those who have made the sacrifice. So we're allowed to sit in our living room and do this podcast for you. The No Name Podcast, not only available on Podomatic.com, also on our Facebook pages, but on iTunes. If you do have iTunes, log on to your store, look up No Name Podcast, download us, subscribe to us, and give us some feedback. We always want to hear what you have to say about the show. And the air conditioner is working overtime today. Temperatures in the 90s as summer has finally come.
I'm not a big fan of summer, so we have both the front and the air. I'm sorry, the front and the back air conditioners on. We have window air conditioners, and boy, is it balmy.
Yeah, absolutely. We could throw some water on the floor and probably ice skate. No movie review for this week's podcast, as we really haven't had a lot of time. We just got back from Des Moines yesterday doing some house painting, so didn't get a chance to get in a crappy movie. But again, I've got a boatload of movies on our DVR to watch, including a new one I just got the other day called Malibu Shark Attack. So I'm sure we're going to have some high-quality stuff here in the upcoming episodes. Well, let's take a look. Speaking of Memorial Day, looking over at your computer screen, Ange, it looks like you have some Memorial Day trivia to go over.
Yeah, since it's Memorial Day, I thought we'd start off with, like Scott said, some Memorial Day trivia. Number one, Memorial Day is a day of remembrance of those who have died serving our country, as we all know, hopefully we all know. Second, General Jonathan Alexander Logan ordered the Memorial Day holiday to be observed by decorating the war dead. On Memorial Day, the flag should be at half staff until noon only, then raised to the top of the staff. Now, I'm not sure if I've seen many people follow that rule. Maybe that one should be publicized a little more. I'm not sure. Next, red poppies are recognized as the Memorial Day flower. Taps is often played at ceremonies on Memorial Day. Memorial Day was first called Decoration Day because of the practice of decorating soldiers' graves with flowers. New York was the first state to officially recognize Memorial Day. I think that's pretty cool. Flowers and flags are the two most popular items people use to remember soldiers. Here's no surprise here. The South refused to honor the dead on Memorial Day until after World War I, when the meaning of Memorial Day changed from honoring Civil War dead to honoring Americans who died fighting in any war. And finally, Memorial Day was declared a federal holiday in 1971, so basically that's, you know, why most of us get the day off.
Okay. Can we call it the South are probably the sorest losers of all time in anything?
No disrespect to anybody from the South that might be listening, but really, yeah, because they still hold that tried and true.
I'll just never forget when we went to even North Carolina, we went and, you know, people recognized that we weren't from around those parts and, you know, kind of got some weird looks and stuff. And the only thing that popped in my mind was, what are you getting on our case for? We won the war.
Yeah. Basically, the last thing I want to do for Memorial Day here, I found a site that has, it's called the 5 Recipes for Your Memorial Day Celebration. Now, I know I'm a little late in giving these out, so maybe you should hold them under your tooth until next year. But the first one are beef sliders. And let's see, the ones that they're actually showing here are from Ina Garten. They say it's easily made. You add olive oil, Dijon mustard, thyme, garlic, salt and pepper to the ground beef, and just basically make a really small hamburger, and I don't know.
Well, she actually had time in her busy schedule to post this.
Yeah, right. Second is sausage fruit kebabs. That does not sound good.
Yuck.
To me. But marinate and thread through a skewer and toss on the grill a variety of tomatoes, onions, zucchini, and sausage. That just, I don't know. Okay. Next would be grilled
radicchio salad. It's a type of lettuce type thing.
Okay. Well, you grill the lettuce, and then you grill the radicchio. And then add some smoky flavor, mix it all together with some mustard dressing, and there you go. I don't know, that doesn't sound good either.
Hours of Food Network have really paid off for me knowing that one.
Fourth one is the Mediterranean pasta salad. This actually sounds good. Light vinaigrette, olives, sun-dried tomatoes, and feta cheese. Not seeing any noodles or any potatoes or anything in this, so maybe it's just that itself. And then the final and my most favorite is a berry trifle. It screams red, white, and blue, as this thing says, but it's angel food cake, homemade whipped cream, and fresh berries. So you're going to go for a red berry and a blueberry, and that just sounds heavenly to me. So there's your top five that they say, at least for 2011. I hope they update their thing for 2012 and get something a little better.
Well, we both have movie lists to do in our second segment, but let's get into some news. The big news in the box office this week was The Hangover 2 finally coming out, $137 million in its opening day. It's the biggest grossing R-rated comedy of all time now. I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard people say it was hilarious. I've heard people say it's the worst sequel of all time. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but they're already talking about The Hangover 3.
Well, I know in, you know, people's love and hate for it, we watched it one of the nights with Keebs and Jeff, and, you know, we were rolling on the floor, and Sarah was not entertained at all. I don't think Jeff was either. So, you know, you either love it or you hate it. See, I personally would love to go see it. I kind of wanted to see it on opening weekend, but like we said, we were painting fools this weekend, so we couldn't go see that, but...
Well, you look at it, too, though. I mean, basically, to me, it looks like the exact same movie.
Only in a different place.
Yeah, you put it in a different place, and The Hangover 3 apparently is going to be in Amsterdam. Oh, boy.
Lots of pot going on there.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of weed in that one. So, The Hangover 2 kicking butt in the box office, and probably in another 2 years we'll have The Hangover 3. As well, one of my favorite things to rag on is the Jersey Shore. Of course, they're filming their... next season in Italy, and a couple of notes from there. The big one was apparently a fight between Pauly D and The Situation, and The Situation, from what I understand, got his ass kicked. Apparently, he had a black eye. His jaw was all swollen up. His eye was almost closed, from what I heard. I haven't seen pictures, but yeah, the sitch not getting the job done, I guess.
Yeah, who's surprised? All he has time to do is just work on his bazillion ab muscles, and that's about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Pauly D wrecked up his hand, bashing in The Situation's face. I'd love to see video on that, and apparently you will on the new season of The Jersey Shore. Go figure. And one other note from those filmings, Snooki was taken in the police custody either early today or yesterday. As she got into a car crash and crashed into a police car. I hope they just lock her up and throw away the key. That's just one Oompa Loompa that I could really do without. And I think it raises the question, are they the most famous, least talented people ever? Because there's a lot of no-talent people that are famous, but I think they might take the cake right there. Another thing, X-Factor news. They've had a change in judges already, and they're not even... close to beginning their big push for filming. Cheryl Cole is now off the show, and she'll be replaced by Nicole Scherzer. And the reason why Cheryl Cole was taken off the show, producers felt that her British accent would turn off American viewers. That is nice. That's really nice. Considering, doesn't Simon Cowell have a British accent, and he made umpteen million dollars doing American Idol? I don't understand that one at all. And you're going to like this one. Pauly Shore is looking for a new assistant. But the big requirement is you have to love his movies. I don't know if you're going to find too many people that are going to agree with that then. I know I wouldn't be able to apply for this.
Sign me up. I'm a big fan.
And finally, I don't know if you're familiar with Chyna. She was a wrestler. Most of you that listen, she's really manly looking. She was in a porn with another fellow wrestler called One Night in Chyna. She did a one-shot deal with TNA Wrestling about a month or so ago, and she's going back into porn with the porn being titled Backdoor into Chyna. is this the name of the porn?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely. So that kind of rounds up what I got entertainment-wise. Anything else that on your mind, or are we ready to go for the next segment, Ange?
Let's go to the second segment.
Well, we'll take a break for some music. We'll be back. This is a No Name Podcast.
I know I'm still young, but I know how I feel. I might not have too much experience, but I know when love is real. By the way my heart starts pounding when I look into your eyes, I might look a little silly standing with my arms stretched open wide. I love you this big, eyes have never seen this big.
After one of the biggest hassles in No Name Podcast history to get that music on, that's the American Idol winner, Scotty McCreery. And I love you this big, as we're back for our second segment of the No Name Podcast, again available on the iTunes store under No Name Podcast. Download it, give us some feedback, and pass it on to friends. Let's get this up. Looking at our stats on Podomatic, we're almost to 1,000 feed views, so thank you very much for that. And we're going into, we both have a couple lists. I like your list a lot. You have the top 250 movies voted on IMDb, and some interesting ones up top. So go ahead. It is your list, so go ahead.
Number one is The Shawshank Redemption. I don't agree with that. I wasn't a big fan.
Plus, it sounds like you have a mouthful of dice when you're saying it. Shawshank Redemption.
Number two is The Godfather, and number three followed up by The Godfather Part Two. Haven't seen those ones.
I've seen The Godfather. It's pretty good, but yeah, I wouldn't put it up high on this list. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, too, is on there. Wow. That's number four.
And number five, Pulp Fiction. No. Number six, 12 Angry Men, the 1957 version. I do agree with that. I thought that was a very good movie. Number seven is The Schindler's List. I never saw that. Number eight, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Very good movie. Very disturbing ending, but very good movie. Number nine, Inception. Never saw that one.
And then you look at number 10, The Dark Knight. I would put that up a little bit higher on the list. That's one of the best movies I've ever seen. And then you have Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back. Those are always good.
Yeah.
And then just taking a look, looking down the list, Fight Club is number 14. I've seen parts of that. That's not bad. Anything else? There's something that you might like. Casablanca, number 17. That should be higher up on the list.
Actually, I've never seen it.
But you look at a lot of people say that might be the greatest movie of all time.
A very surprising one for me is Silence of the Lambs at number 26. That should be lots higher.
Taking a look, Psycho is number 24. That should be a little bit higher as
Forrest
well.
Forrest Gump, number 31.
How does that get only 31? That's another good movie. So very interesting. We could go over all 250 of them, but probably not a good idea for today. My list, not as good as yours. Mine is the 15 biggest box office bombs, and this is based off of money that they lost out of what they've spent to make it, and what they grossed. There's not many on this list that I'm really familiar with. One of them was number 15, Geely. That was with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. That lost $66 million. One thing that's really weird is Kevin Costner. You know, he does the Robin Hood movie. But then he had the big bust in Waterworld, and The Postman made this list, losing $62 million. There is one animated movie on here. I don't remember this one, Treasure Planet.
That was a pretty good movie, but it was kind of before its time, or maybe even behind its time. I don't know. They released it at a wrong time. Basically, it's you know, they're looking for Treasure Island. I don't know. I thought it was okay.
It lost $70 million in production. One of the Final Fantasy movies, I think it was the only one they made based off the video game, that lost $81 million. Speed Racer, the live-action version of it, that one lost $106 million. That was number 7 on the list. Pluto Nash with Eddie Murphy. Of course, Eddie Murphy has done some stinker movies, and Pluto Nash was one of them. That lost $112 million. That's really the only ones on this list that I actually knew anything about. Red Planet was some sci-fi movie about Mars. That was 13th on the list. But there's just a lot of stuff on here, and there's quite a few movies from the 70s and 80s on here. So it's kind of weird to see a movie from 1981 on here, because a lot of those movies didn't have big budgets to create. But very interesting list there, as movies nowadays aren't. And here's an interesting bit of trivia that I found out. Avatar was that huge success. Ange, can you tell me what country Avatar is not the number one all-time grossing movie in?
No.
Korea. You know why? Because it got beat up by a 3D porn.
Nice.
Yeah, 3D porn beating out Avatar. I think that'll do it for the No Name Podcast today. Again, iTunes, Podomatic.com. Also, it'll be up on our Facebook pages. You can send us comments at scottdaly7@gmail.com. This has been the No Name Podcast.
Peace out.